He closed his eyes and leaned back into the co-pilot's chair. "Don't nod off without giving me some idea," she said, unable to keep the worry from her voice. "I'm not sleeping," he said without opening his eyes. "I'm meditating. Or trying to. Jedi can sometimes see visions of the future." He looked tense and awkward. "Have you done this before?" she asked. He shook his head once. "I've never been a Jedi before." An intense stillness flowed through him, as visible as though he had changed color. Corellia shrank to a blue-green ball behind them, and the traffic thinned out. Beside her, Galen breathed slowly and steadily with his eyes closed. An hour passed and nothing changed. A faint vibration made the ship's decks rattle. Concerned, she checked the sublights. Finding everything in order, she assumed they had just passed through a dense region of interplanetary dust. When the vibration returned, stronger and longer than before, and the cause still remained unknown, she began to worry about what form of sabotage she could have missed. To the generator, the stabilizers, even life support. A faint sound to her left interrupted her train of thought. She turned to look at Galen, and her eyes widened in surprise. His lightsaber was floating in the air in front of him, turning slowly as though in freefall. Juno stared at it for a moment, and then reached out to check the gravity generators. She stopped herself, knowing that they hadn't been tampered with. She could feel the field around her operating normally, yet still, the lightsaber floated. And as she watched, more items in the cockpit joined its aerial display. Her blaster and holster, a cup, a datapad. The ship shuddered again, as though something powerful and mysterious was subtly interfering with its function. Galen's eyes rolled under his closed eyelids. A line had formed between his eyebrows. His lips twitched. She raised a hand to shake him, but found her fingers effortlessly deflected. The force filling the ship was emanating from him. His frown deepened. His head turned to the right, then to the left. He moaned softly, as though caught in a nightmare. His skin was slick with sweat. She crouched in the pilot's seat, unable to do anything but watch. He moaned again, louder this time. His legs kicked out, making the whole cockpit shake. The objects floating in the air began to spin around them. The lights flickered. "No," he said distinctly. "No, Coda!" His eyes shot open. She gasped. The objects around them crashed to the floor. He stared at nothing for a second, wildly, frightened. His chest rose and fell as though he had just run a marathon. His breathing was the only sound in the suddenly still cockpit. "What?" she asked, when she could bear the silence no longer. "What did you see?" He turned to her and stared as though he didn't recognize her. Then he shook his head, and the visions clouding his sight fell away. "Terrible thing," he said in a shaky voice. "A massive space station still under construction." He lunged suddenly and took her hand. His fingers gripped hers with surprising strength. "Yes," he said. "Plot a course for the Outer Rim. The Haru system.